The Kalamazoo Promise reaches a milestone this June. This is the first class of graduating seniors that have gone from kindergarten through high school with the college scholarship guarantee in place. The challenge now for the Promise is making sure more students don't just start college, but also finish. In 2005, anonymous donors created the Kalamazoo Promise College Scholarship. To date, the Promise has paid out $117 million. It sent about 7,000 Kalamazoo students to four-year universities or community colleges. Daryl Hobson admits the Kalamazoo Promise is making it easier as his son decides where he wants to go to college in the fall.
I think he still would have went to, well, I know he would have went to college anyway, but and it alleviates a lot of stress off the three of us as far as the financial piece.
But there is a difference between starting college and finishing. Michelle Miller Adams is a fellow at the W.E. Upjohn Institute. She's been studying the effects of the Kalamazoo Promise since its inception. She says while the Promise has meant more students are going to college, not all are finishing. It's a problem she calls stop out.
Sometimes there's a good reason for a kid to stop out of college. Sometimes kids will go to college and they'll say, what am I doing here? I don't quite know what I want to study. I'm going to take some time. But there are also some not good reasons why students stop out. I mean, perhaps they're not prepared academically, or they're not prepared socially or emotionally.
Data for the first few classes of Promise students show fewer than half have gotten a college diploma. The numbers also show a sharp racial divide. White Kalamazoo grads are completing degrees and certificates at a rate of about 50%, but the rate for African American and Latino students is only about 15%. Kalamazoo's experience is not unique. Other places have found that college scholarship programs alone are not enough. Laura Perna is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. She says there are about 300 Promise-style programs across the U.S. Perna says the effectiveness of the programs remains unclear.
But we should be asking questions about whether the benefit is going to people who would have gone to college anyhow, right, even without the award. We should also be asking questions about the extent to which the students who are getting the award have enough of the supports in place to actually complete whatever educational program they start.
Kalamazoo Promise officials have been trying to improve their degree completion numbers by giving students more support in college. They're also trying to prepare current KPS students for college life. Sixth graders take day trips to Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. And back in December, the Promise brought back college students receiving the scholarship. They visited the city's high schools to talk about what life is really like in college.
Hey guys, I'm Kendra Parkman. I graduated last year, so class of 2018. I was a class president.
On this day, this class of mainly freshman students asked about partying, studying, and other questions about college life. While they were excited to come back to their old high school for the day, many of the Promise students said they don't plan on moving back to Kalamazoo after college. And that's a problem. The Kalamazoo Promise was supposed to be about improving Kalamazoo's workforce. Andrew Hahn is the president of the Kalamazoo Downtown Partnership.
Any community of our size in the Midwest is going to have is faced with that challenge. And I think the opportunity is for us to think about really work on having a community that these kids want to stay in.
One of the high school seniors donning his cap and gown in June is Isaiah Hobson. We heard his dad earlier talking about how the Promise is making his son's choice to study psychology more attainable. Isaiah knows where he plans to go to college, but he's not sure where he plans to live after college.
It kind of just depends on what happens over the next 4 years. You know, part of everybody from Michigan wants to get away from the weather and, you know, maybe go live in Florida or California or somewhere nice.
Though Hobson says when he has kids, it would be a wonderful thing for them to have the Kalamazoo Promise too. I'm Steve Carmody.